according to the Campaign Finance Institute, a system that is modeled on the New York City system. So that's a 6-to-1 matching system, basically, for every $1 that a candidate raises from within their district in a small contribution would be matched with public money six times over. That 6-to-1 match would cost about $30 million per year here in New York, according to the Campaign Finance Institute. So as far as how that actually gets funded, that's up to legislators to decide. But $30 million is a pretty small drop in the rather significant budget of the state of New York.
Governor Cuomo is expected to formally introduce his plan very soon. What do you hope to see in it?
Well, the Campaign for Fair Elections for New York has a few core principles. First and foremost, publicly financed elections based on the New York City system that would limit the influence of big money in campaigns across New York. We're also looking to lower campaign contribution limits of all of the states across the country that have contribution limits. New York has the highest. We're also looking for better enforcement of campaign finance laws.
What about third-party electioneering, third-party campaigning for the candidates? That's become an issue in Massachusetts and other states. How do you control what other organizations, not the candidates, but organizations that may support them do?
Well, I think, you know, obviously with the recent Citizens United Supreme Court decision, folks across the country are pretty angry at the ability for corporations to spend an unlimited amount of money in elections. So, you know, while a constitutional amendment nationally may be the right way to go, right now in New York, we can influence how much corporations are able to talk to our legislators. So fair elections is an answer that we can win just within the next few months here.
You're going to be detailing the comparisons of small and large donations to two senators or two lawmakers, Senator Roy McDonald and Assemblyman Ron Canestray. What are those comparisons?
So we got some research from Common Cause New York, which is a nonpartisan good government group in New York. And they looked at the contributions for Senator McDonald from 2008 to January 2012. And of the almost $1.6 million that he raised, only about 15% of that money came from contributions within his district. And only 2.2% of that money came through contributions that were under $200.
Even if the money is exactly even if an incumbent has the same amount of funding as, say, a challenger, don't incumbents have advantages that perhaps just can't be restricted, such as district mailings? What would you do about some of those secondary issues that incumbents seem to benefit from?
No question that incumbency has its advantages. I think that the bigger concern is really accessibility to the electoral system for communities that have been consistently disenfranchised. I mean, you know, in the end, a corporation that can write a check for $10,000, $20,000 to a candidate is going to have more a significantly greater audience with that candidate. We're just trying to limit that ability for corporations to have such great influence over their
The legislative session will likely end mid to late June. How hopeful are you that there will be some action on some sort of campaign finance bill before that time?
Over the past week, we've been doing press conferences in cities all across New York State, town hall meetings in New York City, and there's a significant growing grassroots movement that we've never seen before. On top of that, the governor, as you mentioned earlier, has been completely supportive, and we're expecting a significant push from him. For decades, the Assembly has been passing public financing of elections bills. We are going to mount a serious campaign, one like New York has never seen before, and we intend to pass fair elections this year.